Camp Lejeune Marine Corps Base in North Carolina exposed service members, their families, and nearby civilians to contaminated drinking water for nearly four decades. Cancer and other diseases have been diagnosed among many veterans living and working in or near Camp Lejeune due to the toxic exposure. VA remedies are inadequate. Despite attempts to provide remedies, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, has largely failed to succeed. According to a veteran with pancreatic and prostate cancer, the VA's approach to Camp Lejeune water contamination claims was as follows. Deny, deny, deny until they, the veterans, die. Over the period 2011 to 2022, the VA granted 18,910 Camp Lejeune water contamination claims and denied 90,427 others, resulting in an overall approval rate of 17%. About 2,443 claims are still pending, and many veterans have died from their service-related illnesses while waiting for their claims to be approved. The Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022. As a result of the VA's mishandling of Camp Lejeune claims, lawmakers have introduced H.R. 6482-E, the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022. Under the bill, certain individuals may sue and recover damages for harm from exposure to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina between August 1, 1953, and December 31, 1987. In addition to helping veterans who have been denied VA benefits, this law will also allow family members and civilians who live or work close to Camp Lejeune to sue the federal government. Who has the right to sue? If you were exposed to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune for at least 30 days between August 1, 1953, and December 31, 1987, you may sue for damages if you have been diagnosed with any of the following diseases. Adult leukemia. Aplastic anemia and other myelodysplastic syndromes. Bladder cancer. Kidney cancer. Liver cancer. Multiple myeloma. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Parkinson's disease. Because the VA presumes that these eight diseases are related to service at Camp Lejeune, veterans with these conditions should automatically be eligible for disability benefits. Veterans, family members, and nearby civilians may also be able to file a lawsuit against the U.S. government under H.R. 6482 for damages caused by the diseases listed above. Other conditions that may justify Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 claims include esophageal cancer, breast cancer, renal toxicity, female infertility, scleroderma, lung cancer, hepatic steatosis, miscarriage, neurobehavioral effects, such as headaches, lack of coordination, sensory disturbances, cognitive decline, and mental health conditions. The individuals who come forward will need to demonstrate that their illness was caused by exposure to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. Additionally, the applicants will be required to demonstrate how their medical conditions have adversely affected their quality of life. The veterans' attorneys at King Law Firm can help. Is the water at Camp Lejeune still contaminated? Definitely not. Due to the fact that most contaminated wells at Camp Lejeune were shut down in 1985, claims can only be filed for those exposed from August 1, 1953, to December 31, 1987. According to the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, OSTR, as many as 1 million military and civilian staff, as well as their families, may have been exposed to the contaminated water during this time. As a result of the contamination of the water, it contained benzene, vinyl chloride, dichloroethylene, DCE, and volatile organic compounds, including trichloroethylene, TERS, and perchloroethylene, PCE. As a result, people have developed cancer and other serious injuries. How should you respond if you consumed contaminated water at Camp Lejeune? You can begin building your lawsuit against the federal government today if you have been diagnosed with cancer or another illness, or if you have lost a loved one, due to Camp Lejeune water contamination. You won't owe us anything unless you win. We will be by your side from beginning to end. Call King Law Firm today to begin the process and get your free no-obligation consultation. 800-635-1683.